right now, ladies and gentlemen, let's bring him in, Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
And a good morning to you. Good morning, everybody. Happy to report that they have nothing to report. So isn't that good?
That is good.
Yep. And we will have sunshine today. It'll be warm, 75 to 80. You'll have high clouds. Clear tonight, mid-50s. Partly cloudy tomorrow, 80. Sunny and warm Saturday, low 80s. Some sun Sunday, maybe a late day shower, low 80s. Better chance, or the best chance, of any rain Monday. So we should have a, you know, it's going to be first fall weekend, but weather-wise, it's going to be summer-like.
Well, I'm not going to complain about that.
No, no. I'm not complaining either. And, you know, I'm happy. I have my furnace all ready to go. Had our guy down here yesterday. He had to replace a couple of things. And he did, and he tested the heat out and worked fine, and he said, we're all set. So I have that done, and I'm all set with that.
All right. So then that's it?
That's that. And I had maybe a half a roll of copper mesh wire yesterday. So I went around my house, especially the baseboards, and used that copper mesh wire to clog up the holes where the pipes were because of any possible intruders. And then the exterminators are coming down today, so hopefully they'll take care of that problem.
The intruders, of course, are meesy, micey, mosey, mice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I ran out of copper mesh. I have two huge rolls up at the lake house, so this weekend I'll grab it. Bring it back and continue. I'll go around the house and, you know, just the way I did with the cabin. I'll make sure that all the holes are stuffed up.
Cabin owner and homeowner's work is never done.
Never done. You're absolutely right. Never ever done.
My grandmother always used to say the following. Lorraine, I don't know why you're putting so much money into this house, because it's going to be around long after you're here.
But isn't that the truth?
I know.
That is so, so true. It really, really is. But you do it because you live in it, and you want it, you make it your own, and you want it to be nice.
Yeah, yeah. That's absolutely true. So anyways.
Now, the only thing that I would love to do, and I know I just spent money residing that cabin, but I would love to just build up, just make another story above it to give us a little bit more room. But that's going to be more bucks. So can't do it right now.
That's it. The well has run dry.
Yeah, you know, it gets tough. I mean, we haven't had any movie or film clients since March. Because they're not filming.
That's it.
So, you know, we're losing a lot of money there. And that's why you're not seeing any, what is the new fall preview on TV? You know, with all the new shows and stuff like that. Because they haven't been doing it. And that's why there haven't been any real blockbuster movies out. Because theaters are not open. And, you know, the movie that I've been wanting to see was back in March, was supposed to come out in March. They postponed it to September, and now that's not even on the list, but A Quiet Place Part 2.
Yeah, no, that won't be out till the summertime. You wait and see.
Let's hope then.
Oh, I think it'll be open. I think it'll be out then. I think it'll, if it's not out then, you'll have to watch it on your big screen TV. It'll be out there, on
streaming.
On streaming, yeah. They might put it off for a little while, but they're not going to, you know, sooner or later, they're going to bring it out streaming. There's no doubt about it, because movies that far down, not done, are, you know, they've got to start making money on them. You know, they've already spent the money.
Say, yeah. Because they paid all the actors, they paid all the help.
They spent
right.
The money's all been spent.
Exactly. So, you know, and if they were to release it now, they'll take a bath.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, because really, the whole thing is, I liked Quiet Place Part 1. A lot of people didn't. A lot of people said, oh, we couldn't take it. you know, no language, blah, 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 blah. I loved it. I thought it was great.
Well, I didn't see it. The topic didn't interest me. That's where you had to be quiet. That's totally against my nature.
Well, yeah, but you don't have to be quiet. You could, I mean, the actors do, but you could watch the movie and you could be commenting the whole time.
No, I can't see people having to be quiet to avoid getting eaten by a monster. You know, I can't see it.
You know, Marshall?
I didn't even like, and that, here's just the whole thing. I didn't like Alien or the whole Alien series.
And I, of course, I loved it. But you said, well, I can't see people being quiet, eaten by a monster. But many years ago, I think it was Dustin Hoffman, had a movie about a terrible virus that was released.
Yeah. No, I
couldn't
watched.
See that either, did you?
Oh, I watched. No, that I watched.
Right, but you see what I mean? Some of these things, you know, come back to bite you.
Yeah, but a virus is one thing because they happen. So far, we haven't seen any invisible monsters that can only get you by noise.
Well,
it just goes a step too far for me. You know, the original Alien, I watched. You know, it was in outer space, blah, 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 right, blah. Right, but then right. You've got Alien versus Predator, Predator versus Alien, Alien 15, the birth of new Alien. Enough already. Enough.
I know what you mean, but I kind of love that stuff. So, I really do.
Give me the creature.
Let's face it. I do believe there's aliens. Don't you believe there's aliens?
Well, sure. Look at Washington.
I was going to say. I knew you were going to say, look at the White House.
You bring back the creature from the Black Lagoon. I even like that movie about the fish, where that woman fell in love with the fish. It's just a couple of years ago.
Oh, yeah, right. I forget the name of that, but yeah, that won a lot of awards.
You know, I like that movie. I can go a step farther, but, you know, just, I don't know. If I wanted to see a movie without any talking, I'd go to see Marcel Marceau.
You know, or the old Charlie Chaplin movies.
Yes, there you go.
I mean, let's face it. And that's how we started back at the lake. We started with a silent movie as a joke. We didn't have any sound. You know, we put music in, but nobody had lines or anything like that. If you did, there were words on the screen. And that's how we started. And now look, we're chained in.
That's it. Now you're just doing sitcoms.
Yeah, yep. They're having their annual meeting October 3rd, and they're doing it by WebEx. Are you familiar with that?
Yeah.
It's not like, it's similar to Zoom, but I guess a little bit better for the meeting. So that's how they're doing the meeting. And I think it's very crucial because they're voting on new offices. And I don't know, a lot of the older people may not know how to use WebEx, so they may not be represented. I don't know how it's going to work.
Yeah. Well,
that's next weekend, by the way.
They should just do it by mail-in ballot.
Yeah, they should. You're right. Just like we're doing with the elections.
Maybe.
Right, maybe.
Maybe. Who knows what we're doing with the election? I cannot watch the regular TV anymore. I just can't. I can't. Everything has just gone. This country has gone bat crap. You know what I mean? It's just gone crazy.
I know what you mean. Yep.
So, and it's just hard to watch. So I watch the Food Network. I watch movies, and I watch Home and Garden Network. That's it. That's what I watch.
We're pretty much on the same page as you. Yep.
That's it. All right. Well, so it looks like the weather's getting better for Sunday because we've got that show on Sunday evening at the Sharon Playhouse, the outdoor movie. So it looks like that might even get in. So
it could be. I mean, I think there'll be some showers around, but I certainly don't see anything steady or heavy.
All right. Well, steady and heavy. We'll see you tomorrow morning.
All right. Take care.
All right, Pat. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast. here on Robin Hood Radio.